Good morning, Chelveston, Caldergarden, Chelston Rise. It's Saturday the 9th of May. At least I think it is. And this is Adrian Dale with the Daily Podcast. Well, I thought yesterday might be busy, but I had no idea quite how busy it was going to be. Considering not much was supposed to be happening as we're all locked down, why did I get up at 4:15? Well, it dawned on me in the middle of the night that I couldn't send out a timetable for the VE Day celebrations without all the links ready for you to click on first thing in the morning. And some of the ideas for activities had only come in the night before. Now, you can imagine the reaction of the hound Dexter when I passed his bed to go to the office. He got off his bed, he yawned twice, accepted a stroke, and then he lay back down to go to sleep. Only humans can be that daft. In the end, everything was ready as planned by 6:15 and off we went to pick that litter. But I was by the pub when I remembered that I'd prepared everything but not actually posted the podcast and the newsletter to the WhatsApp group. And so outside the pub, of course, is an internet-free zone for me. But much to the hound's bemusement, I decided that we had to then backtrack until I could get an internet signal. The walk was then much shorter than normal, as I got the War Memorial dressing to complete. Carol, Barry and Jenny had dressed it in bunting on Thursday night, but I had our precious remembrance flags to put out and two bowls of King's Blood tulips from Elaine and Chris. Now, transporting precious bowls of tulips full of water was not an easy task. It took two trips, and I now have a very wet footwell in the van. But have you ever tried moving an American flag without it ever touching the floor, as required by the Stars and Stripes etiquette? It's not easy, I can tell you. Still, all was sorted in time, and then I had the tulip run to do. I'd planned my route to arrive at the War Memorial shortly before 9 a.m, and I was amazed to find a queue of 5 people waiting to buy them. It was just like Little in the Morning. All 2 metres apart, respecting the social distancing norms that we're living with today. Elaine and Chris's tulips were a fantastic focus for the day. Over 50 households sent in photographs of their arrangements. But after a long and tiring day, Elaine still found time to judge them, and she decided that James Pentlow was the winner. But he was gallant enough to say that all he'd done was post the picture. It was actually Sam Pentlow that did the arranging, and they'll be getting 60 free bulbs to plant for next year. Our 11 a.m. act of remembrance was very moving. Our vicar Michelle had travelled all the way from Peterborough to be with us. It was supposed to be a very small, low-key ceremony at the War Memorial, with representatives from the parish council and all the settlements. But in the end, many residents from the Green, Pocus Cottages, Foot Lane, Higham Road and High Street joined in. All kept a safe distance apart in what is becoming really now the new respectful norm. But we all joined together with the last post ringing out across the village. Many residents also shared pictures and memories of their parents and grandparents who fought in the Second World War. It was certainly a day of sobering, but also joyous reflection. And at 4 p.m, I had the privilege of putting on my high-vis gear and using my travel permit to drive around the whole village. It was just fantastic to see so many families out in their front gardens, sharing a virtual tea with their neighbours. I was delighted to go around blasting my horn out for every family I saw on their front lawn. I really think this village has got it now. We understand what we need to do to move forwards. We understand what the new social norms will be. We just need the Prime Minister to press that button on Sunday. So it was a very busy day for me, but a great day for our village, and all topped off by singing We'll Meet Again after the Queen's speech to the nation. Sir Chelveston, Caldergarden, Chelston Rise, we should be collectively proud that we built a safe, welcoming and respectful community in the face of this adversity. The wartime in spirit indeed lives on. We will succeed together. Thank you.